Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Some changes have come to our regional transit system. Let's go in-depth with Brooke Ramsey with the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency.
Brooke, what do you do?
I'm a business development manager at HRTA, so I do a lot with working with our community partners, service development. Anytime we have a new project, I do a lot of project management, work with the city administrators and local officials.
HRTA, it's the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency, and what does it do?
So HRTA, yes, is the acronym for the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency, and we are the state-designated transit system that covers 7 counties in central Iowa, including Marion. We are one of 35 state-designated transit systems. 19 of those are urban, where they serve populations of 50,000 and more. So you think of Dart in Des Moines or SciRide in Ames. And then there are 16 rural transit systems like HRTA that serve multiple regions, so we're really a regional system with populations of under 50,000.
Okay, and so you serve Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Madison, Marion, Story, and Warren counties.
Right, all 7 of the counties that surround the Des Moines area. And we do provide transportation to the general public, so anybody can ride. You don't have to meet any income requirements or be a certain age or have a certain disability. You can be a one-time rider. For example, if you're having some repairs done to your vehicle and you just need a ride, you know, today or for a couple of days, you can be a visitor. Maybe you have a relative in town, but they don't have their own vehicle or something of that nature. They can always use the service as well.
Okay, let's say I want to use the service. What do I do?
We have a few different options. You can call us and talk over the phone, which, especially for a first-time user, that's usually the preferred method. We also have an app for your smartphone or your tablet, or you can use a web browser if you would like, where you can schedule rides, you can see the upcoming trips, and you can cancel rides if you would like. That's really handy for, you know, anyone who's working, where they have the flexibility of doing that 24 hours a day. It's also really handy if you're a caregiver, whether that's caring for an aging parent or maybe caring for someone who's not living in your exact community, or if you have children who are using the service.
Okay.
And then another option would be using email. You can send an email to us at erides@ridehrta.com.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about changes with HRTA with Brooke Ramsey.
So lots of ways to get a hold of you to schedule rides, and I presume you're not 24/7, 365.
Right. We do have services Monday through Friday from 7 to 5.
Do I need to get a hold of you in advance?
We do recommend that you give us at least a call or contact us at least the day before the trip that you need, just to make sure we have the availability. However, there are plenty of times when people forgot toilet paper or something of that nature, and or they didn't know that they weren't going to feel good when, you know, yesterday for this morning. So if you give us a call on the same day, we'll do what we can to get you worked in the schedule.
Okay, so if I need to go to the grocery store, will you come get me and then wait for me?
That kind of depends on the schedule. We come and pick you up, and if the driver has time in the schedule, then they'll wait. Otherwise, we may schedule it where you tell us you only need to be there for about 15 minutes or an hour, whatever your individual need is, and then we may schedule for a different driver and a different vehicle to pick you up and take you back.
Okay. And if I remember right, the pricing on this is quite reasonable.
Yes, so we do charge $2.50 for a trip in town if it's within the county. So, for example, Knoxville to Pella, or maybe Harvey to Knoxville, something of that nature. It's $5 each way. We do work with Aging Resources of Central Iowa and receive some assistance from them. So seniors, if you're over the age of 60, we recommend that you tell us that, and we will work with you on their intake form to see if you qualify for transportation based on a donation basis, or even maybe some other programs like through Medicaid that we can get you referred to.
What if I want to go from Indianola to Des Moines?
Currently, Warren County is the only county we are providing transportation into the Des Moines area. That's part of our simplified scheduling changes that were made. And the reason why we made that exception for Warren County is because it's the only county in the state that doesn't have a dialysis clinic or a hospital. So the individuals in that community really need that access for life-sustaining medical treatment.
But I don't have to be going for dialysis. I can still use it.
Right. We'll just schedule you on the same vehicle to make that more efficient.
So if I live in Pella or Knoxville, I can't get to Polk County?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Can I get to Indianola from Pella?
That would probably be based on availability. We don't currently have any existing shuttles that go between the two communities. It's not something that's been requested before.
Okay. So where are the shuttles to just, I presume, Indianola to Des Moines, Knoxville, Pella?
Yep. So every county is a little bit different, just on the services that are available and on the demand that we get. So in Marion County, we have a lot of services that are either going from smaller communities into Pella, smaller communities into Knoxville, Knoxville and Pella between the two of those. In Warren County, we tend to see folks from the Carlisle area and the Norwalk area going into Indianola for services. And then we tend to have a need to get people from all three of the Carlisle, Norwalk, and Indianola trips in and out of the Des Moines metro area again. Usually it's medical treatments that they're seeking.
And how about in Jasper County? What are your main routes?
In Jasper County, we typically see folks getting into the city of Newton or within Newton for services again. Some of that's health care, some of that's employment-based. But typically, because Newton has a larger population, they have more services as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about changes with HRDA with Brooke Ramsey.
You mentioned this new simplified scheduling model. Can you lay that out for us?
Sure. We took a look at our current schedule. HRDA has experienced, for the past two fiscal years, a significant reduction in reimbursements from different programs. So I mentioned Aging Resources earlier. They're receiving less funding, so they have less funding to provide to HRDA to perform service. And the big one was Medicaid. Medicaid made a lot of changes when they went to the managed care platform, and they eliminated, with very little notice, I think we had about 3 weeks' notice, they eliminated what types of transportation can be reimbursed. So that drastically affected the folks who are being served by the Christian Opportunity Center and Genesis, which is now called Imagine the Possibilities. And so those services, transportation for most of those trips is no longer reimbursed by Medicaid. And the individuals receiving those services didn't have the ability to pay more for their rides, which affected our ability to have cost sharing amongst the different types of riders that we have. So we've seen overall across our seven-county region in the last 2 years about a $1.4 million decrease in reimbursements for the services that we already provided. And through that process, we tried to put the communities first and not make any changes to the services we're able to offer. Unfortunately, while doing that, we exhausted our reserve of about $1.5 million. So we had to take a look at the revenue and the reimbursements that HRTA receives and figure out how we can provide service within that funding. And unfortunately, that meant that we would have less vehicles available to provide trips, and those really long trips, for example, into Des Moines, that are being done for just one or two individuals, just weren't cost efficient. So those are the ones where we tried to move everyone on those out-of-town shuttles to where they're going together and only coming into town maybe once a day, or if we were coming, let's say, five times a week, maybe depending on the community, it might be three times a week instead. We really just took a look at, you know, how that change was impacting people. We didn't want to have a situation where people were missing medically necessary appointments or where it was really causing a burden to individuals. So we tried to make the decisions taking a lot of different factors into consideration.
Well, it would be nice to be able to run it with fewer passengers, but it makes economic sense given your budget constraints to pile more people into fewer visits. You don't really have an opportunity to any other options, do you?
We really don't. People, I don't think HRTA has done a great job of explaining the true cost of what it takes to provide our services. So far this fiscal year, which we're with the state year, so it started July 1st, we've already expended almost $300,000 to provide services just within Marion County. And, you know, when the passengers are only paying $2.50 or $5, or some passengers are just making a donation, obviously, you know, that's something that's affordable for them, which is what we need. That's what public transportation is intended to be. But they're not paying the whole cost of the trip. And so we do tend to get questions, you know, why does HRTA, you know, charge $5, and why does HRTA charge $2.50? And it's really just a small amount to help us offset those costs. But we do receive funding. It's limited, but we do receive funding federal, state, and from the county. We haven't historically received any funding from the city of Pella or Knoxville. We haven't received any from Carlisle or Indianola as well. And we have a special project going in Norwalk where the city is matching some funds on an employment shuttle that we secured a grant to provide for them. So it's been very limited as far as local support comes, which is why we try to blend these various types of services together so that no one person or area is paying 100% of the cost of the service.
Now, is there anything that I forgot to ask, didn't know enough, anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, we understand, you know, the change is difficult, and we certainly would love to do everything we can for everyone all of the time, and this has been a really hard change for our staff to kind of transition that mindset. It's been difficult on our board as well, which is why we waited so long, you know, to make the changes. We're hoping that with doing the changes now, this will make us sustainable through the end of the year, and then we will have the opportunity with additional funding coming in starting in July. We've made some requests for the cities to provide some funding. We did go ahead, again, with the support of our board. About a year ago, we went through the process to develop a private standalone 501c3 for grant-seeking purposes. So because HRTA is a governmental body, there are a lot of private foundations and grants that aren't available to us. So this will allow HRTA to continue and purchase vehicles and different things on the state contracted pricing, like the tires on the buses, where we get a really good savings because of the contract with the state, but it'll allow us to still seek other types of revenue. So that's one thing we've been working on here lately, is a lot of grant writing opportunities.
Thanks to Brooke Ramsey for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.